This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reeson. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Brian Garish. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
And Brian is the CEO president, really, of Banfield Pet Hospital, which is the largest veterinary institution in all of America, over 1,000 hospitals.
That's correct.
Talk about what you do there.
Wow. Well, we get to play with pets, for starters, which is always really fun.
And you're a cat lover. I am a cat lover.
I have two cats, Kenji and Ashen. And you're just hoping
they're listening in on the
radio. Well, they are listening in, for sure. They definitely follow everything I do. But what we do at Banfield is just remarkable work. We specialize in preventive medicine, and we really are all focused on taking care of pets by making a better world for pets.
And you actually were the founders of really preventive medicine in this place, right?
Yes.
1980s.
Yeah, so 1988, Banfield was a pioneer into preventive medicine. And it really was centered on a belief that all pets really deserved affordable access to care. And it's very similar to what we're discussion we're having now around healthcare, just having access. So Banfield specialized in an optimum wellness plan, which is an OWP, and that really designed on bundling all the necessary preventive services that dogs and cats needs. And we bundle those into 12 payments for our clients.
Is that on an insurance? Because I know some people have pet insurance.
Yeah, no, this is not insurance. Insurance is separate.
It's really a strict preventative plan so you could have maintenance so you'd have a healthier...
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
That's great. And we're going to talk in a little while about leadership, and you're going to hear a terrific leadership philosophy, and also your the challenges you went through to get to
yes.
this place, and amazing stories.
Let's start off and
talk about who your customer is. Is it the pet? Is it the family?
Yeah, well, I would say our customer is really three components of how we look at our business. One, we look at our associates. Our associates are so purpose-driven. They love this industry, and all they want to do is make a better world for pets. So we really put our associate in the center as well. Of course, the care that we extend to pets is monumental, and it's so important. The love that people have for their pets, that human-animal bond is so strong. So the quality medicine that we provide, our pet is at the center. And then, of course, we have to think about our client, ensuring the client gets the right experience, they get the right counseling, and the experience they have in our hospitals is important because at the end of the day, they are the ones responsible for providing that care to the pets.
So when you talk about your first group, your employees, you've 19,000,
yes.
And it's not easy to manage 19,000
no.
people, but somehow you focused everything on culture. How do you, and you have a great quote about culture. It's what is it?
Well,
everyone owns your culture?
Yes, well, I believe everyone owns culture. And no matter what your role is, every single person is a leader, and you're responsible for creating the right culture. And how that really starts is really from my background and ensuring, you know, back when I was starting off my career, when my voice was heard, when my voice wasn't heard, how that made myself feel, how it made our store feel. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But having culture be the most important priority is not just important to our associates, but it's really important to the future of our practice. So when I think about my priorities, my top priority is culture. My second priority, which is just as important, is the strategic direction of the company. But strategy without empathy is a wasted idea. You could have the greatest strategic direction, but if you don't have people buying into it and delivering on that, you're not going to reach your potential.
I like that, strategy without empathy. So how do you involve 19,000 people in a culture?
I do have some unique practices. It is tough, though. When you think about Banfield, we have over 1,000 locations across the United States. We're in over 42 states, and it's a dispersed workforce, and it's really tough. But we have to try to figure out ways in which we can listen at scale. So what are unique ways? I'm a big fan of understanding to meet people where they are, understanding where where are they and how can we meet them where they are. So 75% of our workforce, so 75% of the 19,000 associates are millennials or Gen Z. This is a group that's very active on social media. And if they're spending their time on social media, how can I communicate in ways that are important to them, in ways in which they're already communicating, and how can I meet them where they are? So I use Instagram as an opportunity to reach our associates. So a quick example is essentially every month I host something that's called Banter with Brian, where our associates can ask me any question. And we've been doing this for over a year now, and on each banter, I'll get over 500 questions. So I've had over 6,000 questions over the last year from our associates, just asking questions about how, you know, what's happening in the business, what are our priorities. But what I love most is the two-way dialogue, the what's working or what's not working. When we can catalog the what's not working or ways in which we can make their life better or improve the business, that gives us common themes. And I believe the strategic direction of any company ought to be coming from their employees. And the voice of the employees determines our direction of our company.
So what's an example of something that came up in one of these? And by the way, that's a great practice for everyone.
Thank you.
You know, and guess what's an example of something that came up and what change was made as a result of it?
We've believe it or not, we've changed a lot of our practices because of the voice of our associate. So one that was most celebrated, it's actually a funny video that's on my Instagram handle, was we had heard loud and clear that people didn't understand about our dress code. They had questions on dress code. So they had questions on why can we only wear certain colors of blue and why do they have to match? And I did a question in a poll where you can use Instagram to ask people for their opinions and should we change our dress code? And with resounding success, we had over 1,000 people respond and it was overwhelmingly yes. We ended up changing our dress code to let people wear what they want to wear. And it's something as simple as that, but yet so many, you know, organizations have standardized practices or they standardize so much. We really believe in the personalization. Yes, there are times in which we need to standardize, but understanding people for who they are and seeing them as individuals is important. And then giving them the opportunity to wear whatever color scrubs that they want to wear to take care of these pets, we did that. We made this announcement on Instagram, and at the time, the average view of a video may have only been like 300 or 400 or something like that. This was kind of earlier in the start when I started Instagram. When I launched this, made this announcement on Instagram, we had over 2,500 views and comments from people saying, we cannot believe this. Thank you for listening and telling us how important this was and how much of a difference it made.
That's a great story. Let's go to a really tough one, mm-hmm. which is, it's no secret that people like my daughter Molly loves animals mm-hmm. and would, you know, they love, that's why they become a vet. And then they realize that they have to put these animals to sleep.
Yes.
And that can lead to mm-hmm. suicide.
Right.
And but you've done something, I know, a unique type of program. And yes. I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, this hits you viscerally. It's the saddest thing because you get the people with the biggest hearts
right.
in the world.
Right. It's incredibly sad, and it's something that we take so serious. Before I talk about that, as a company, we are focused on societal well-being. I genuinely believe in the intersection of pet health, human health, and societal well-being. We can improve human health through pet health and being really the beacon for how a company ought to behave. And that's getting our organization and our leaders focused on what are the big issues in society, and then do those issues exist in our industry? If so, what's our responsibility? So coming back to what you just said, mental health and suicide is a big issue in this country, and it's a societal issue. Is it an issue in our industry? Yes. If so, then how? 1 in 6 veterinarians contemplate suicide at some point in their life. 1 in 10 veterinarians has a mental health issue. And so once we understand that and know that, we now have a responsibility to do something not only for our associates, not just for the profession, but also to be a beacon for how a company ought to behave and understanding that we can do something about this issue that's an issue in society. So we launched a new program called ASK. assess, support, know. And it's a program that we've worked with the AVMA, American Veterinary Medical Association, around understanding how can we train our associates to look for and have discussions around mental health or suicidal behavior. And so as a result, in signifying the 1 in 6 veterinarians, so by between now and January 6th of next year, we're closing all of our hospitals for 2 hours to do this training, to take every single associate through this training to look for the signs of depression issues, then also letting them have the opportunity to facilitate how to have this conversation in their hospital.
20 seconds. What is the key to that conversation? Because we're taking a break in 20 seconds.
Got it. The key to the conversation is letting people know that it's okay to have the conversation.
That's great. And you know what? There are so many businesses and organizations throughout America that could learn from you. When we come back, we're going to speak with Brian. We're going to ask him secrets of pet health. Back in a few.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Brian Garish, who is the president of Banfield Hospital, Pet Hospital, and you've over 1,000, so it's the largest veterinary organization in America. You've 19,000 employees, and we talked about your first contingency.
Sure.
Which is your employees, who obviously
yes.
you really care about, and you built this great culture.
Yes.
How about that second, the pet? What is the secret? Like, we have this dog, Murphy, who's 4 months old, a Bernedoodle.
All right.
Does not listen at all, but loving is anything, but growing super fast.
Yes.
And it's driving my wife crazy. You know? So, what do you do? What advice could you give?
Well, make sure that not only does the family love the pet loves your family, but making sure that Murphy trains you guys very well. Sounds like he's doing a pretty good job of that.
Oh, yeah. We're taking a chance going down to my daughter's college, and we're going to surprise her and bring him. I hope at 4 months he can make a 4-hour drive.
That's great. Now, the pets are great on traveling, but pets just bring us so much joy. They do so much for our lives, and we do so much for theirs. It's a truly mutual relationship.
Is there any secret to getting the pet to really be a great pet? Be it cats, dogs, whatever it is, could be sheep.
Well, I think that it's all about the mutual relationship you have. So training and behavior is really important. Establishing those routines very early is very, very important. It's just like anything about in our lives. The better routines we follow, the better predictability it creates.
So the key, I would say, is get the routines down early.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Right? Because the later they are, like people, it's harder.
It's harder. That's much harder.
Any other advice? I know that you are so focused on the quality of medicine.
Yes.
And that's like part of your secret sauce, right?
Yes, absolutely. Part of that secret sauce is providing that access to health care for pets and starting very early with that care. We have a number of our clients that start with us right when they get a pet, so mm-hmm. from the puppy or kitten.
That's like your program, the preventative program.
Yes,
for
that's
12
correct.
Months,
that's correct.
Great.
And those programs are really specific to the specific age of the pet. So when you have a puppy or a kitten, you start off on a puppy or kitten wellness plan. And then after they grow into adulthood, then they're on a different plan. And then we have senior plans as well. Those plans are more personalized to where the pet is in their life and how we can actually give them the right type of medicine and the right type of health care.
Do you know what I'm thinking? There are 5,000 hospitals in America. If we're always complaining about health care, if they could take a message from you, Brian, and they could say, let's put together plans to be preventative. The only positive thing is having a baby. Other than that, everything's negative in a hospital. What if hospitals earned more revenue, got more patients, communicated through doing preventative?
I think there's something, without question, there's something with preventive medicine. I think it really comes back to that seamless, accessible access to care, and that's what we're really striving for. We're trying to create new pathways so all pets not only deserve care, but they have access to care. It's really important that people have access, and you can make health care affordable.
What is your website if someone wants to go there?
Yeah, it's just banfield.com.
There you go.
Simple and easy.
And by the way, the key with pets, there's a big thing in hospitals called plane tree, and you may have heard of it. It's a whole way they care. One of the key tenets there is to have pets where they actually bring
yes.
pets in. Because you're saying there's a link between society, between pets, and people.
Yeah, it's amazing the research that's out there now on how pets are actually improving our quality of life and the role that pets play in our life. So it's powerful. I mean, when you go to, you know, actually what's interesting, I'll tell you this funny story. Once I joined Banfield and I started meeting people externally as part of Banfield, I had a different reaction than any other time before. Because everyone always wants to tell you and talk about their pet. So anytime we meet someone,
not like when you were at CBS all those years,
it was
right?
It's a different type of conversation. Yeah. It's a different type of conversation when people come up and say, "Oh, where do you work?" And I work at Banfield, and they say, "Oh my gosh, let me tell you, I just got a new puppy," or "Let me tell you, let me tell you about my pet." It is unbelievable the response.
You have the coolest job in America.
I do have the coolest job in America. We get to play with pets all the time, and I'll tell you, at our headquarters, we have pets are able. You're able to bring dogs to work. And it's great. We have on any given day about 100 different dogs in the office. And I got to tell you, good days and bad days, you come out of a meeting, you see a dog, it changes the world. It changes everything. Specifically when someone brings a puppy to the office, game over. A funny story, actually, is that in our office, I'm telling you, more people know the pets' names versus each other's names. But it just shows you that love for pets.
I bet so. So now, what's the key with your other contingency is the families, the owners of
yes.
pets, right? So how do you make that interaction great?
Yeah, we've been really spending a lot of time on understanding the client's needs better and stronger, and trying to make access and accessibility to our hospitals even easier. I mean, let's face it. Today, more than ever, we're living our lives and more of our lives on our cell phones. And you have an easiness of scheduling rides, ordering food, doing so many things on the phone. We need to make sure that we make healthcare that easy as well.
That's a great point.
So letting people use our app. The Banfield app has been terrific because people can schedule appointments. They have access to their records. They can see what type of health care their pet has received. And we've rolled out something new, a vet chat, which is essentially like triage or telemedicine, if you will. And you have a veterinarian in your pocket. And having that access to the veterinarian is so, so important.
We have 2 minutes left. Talk about your upbringing, the challenges you faced. And I know you have a great quote by Ayn Rand.
Yes.
We can evade reality, but we cannot evade the consequences of evading reality. Just give us a snapshot of the challenges and what you learned from it.
Well, I think that quote starts where I'd like to start. The reality of it is people are starving for compassionate, authentic, transparent leadership. And knowing what people are needing, we have the responsibility as leaders to really make sure that we are giving our employees and people that are counting on us what they deserve and what they need. And my story started back when I started off at 16 years old. I worked at Walgreens drugstores. I was stocking shelves, sweeping floors, mopping bathrooms, cashiering, you name it, I did it. After graduation, I went to college for a semester. I dropped out, and at that time, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life and my career. I'm very thankful for two lessons I learned very early on. The first lesson was power of people development and mentorship. Someone truly had taken me under the wing and gave me the opportunity to become who I was as a person and a leader, and gave me a lot of coaching along the way. A few years later, I realized I wanted my college degree because I wanted to make sure that I had that responsibility for my own future and success. And so I went back to school. But the second lesson I learned while doing that, I did all this at Walgreens, was that power of culture. Culture matters. And I remember when my voice was heard and when it wasn't heard, and how that made me and the others feel. And so those early moments in my career helped shape me to be the leader who I am today. It's someone who's grounded in listening to those closest to the customer, because they have the best ideas, they have the best feedback, because they're the closest to it. And they can tell you what's working and what needs to be improved. So really having that energy and spending that passion, remembering who I was and where I came from, how that shifted me and shaped me as a leader today, really focuses me to still stay grounded in being closest to our customer.
That was great.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
America. America. I'm Robert Greese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jessica Parisi, who is the CEO of BTS USA. How are you, Jessica?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. And what I want to tell you, BTS, I had not really heard of that much. I heard the name somewhere out there, but wasn't sure what they did. But it's really cool what you do, and it's different than any consulting firm I've seen. Talk about what the model is.
Yeah, first of all, I agree with you. It is very cool and very fun work. If you think about change, to do change well, you typically have to get technology and process and people aligned. And BTS's passion and focus for the last 35 years has been our client's people partner in support of their change. That means leader readiness at every level in the organization, all people aligned to the shift in strategy, the right mindsets, the right capabilities to turn strategy into action.
And I know, when you became CEO in 2016, the company had sort of, 2% profit, losing profit, 2% growth, and all of a sudden you turned it into double-digit growth for 10 quarters in a row. How did you do that?
Sure. But I've also been with the firm for 19 years and was part of the leadership team, so I take responsibility for the the few years of non-growth as
Touché.
Well. But with that said, it's when you get to transition into the role of a CEO, you get to see things with a fresh perspective and drive some shifts. So a couple major shifts, I think, come to mind. The first one was we used to have a belief, or we had a belief before that time, that if central, meaning the CEO, the CFO, the core functions in central, did it for them, in quotes, meaning ran the P&L for the heads of offices and practices, made some of the major recruitment employee decisions, that we would free them up to be with clients, as we're a professional services firm. But what I find to be more true is if you give as much ownership as possible to your leaders in the regions, in our case, or the practice leaders, meaning full P&L responsibility, the freedom and accountability to make their own hiring decisions and the shift of people that they want and to do the best work for their clients, they tend to own it and do great work. So, but it's not just a matter of shifting the ownership to the leadership team. It's also a matter then of central serving them every day, every week, every month with the right data, the right reports, the right benchmarking to teach them as much as possible about the frontline execution of their team so that they're empowered to make the right decisions. So that was the first shift.
So the empowerment is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Decentralizing the ownership into the smallest buckets.
And it's interesting. And I like that you took the credit and the blame for that as well. How was the turnaround in terms of your culture? Was everyone embracing it or were people fighting against it? Because I know, in fairness, you like discomfort. You think discomfort is a very good thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think when we're uncomfortable, we tend to do the best work of our lives. And we can circle back to that.
But and that's a sentence for everyone to hear. When you're uncomfortable, you can do the best work of your lives.
Yeah. Back to your question on how it shifted the culture. So I'm very blessed. The founder of BTS, Henrik Ekelund, set out to create a professional services firm with a big heart. And he's a wild entrepreneur and has led us in the way that only he would want to be led. And he doesn't like to be led by anybody. So he gives natural a ton of freedom. And a ton of freedom to his leaders and the markets that they operate in. It was embraced really well from the team. It allowed them to continue to have actually more freedom by having the local, being able to make as many local decisions as possible. But I think they also felt served for the first time in terms of accurate data and benchmarking.
So here's the big thing. There's a lot of consulting firms out there, but you are different in that you focus only on implementation.
Yes. Yes.
Why? Why is implementation important for CEOs?
I mean, without implementation, the strategy is worthless. Right, and strategy is only as good as it's implemented in the front lines. And so the point of any company is to delight their customers and helping our clients get there through their people feeling like they're doing the best work of their lives is our cause.
And so now we're on to what's really exciting about what you do. And everyone listening in, there's this concept called simulation. So you are the only company I've heard of that really has mastered this concept of simulation in business for strategy. So explain exactly what that is. And everyone listening in, we have a couple hundred thousand listeners here. Imagine going through something like this, what it's like.
I'm happy to. It's how the company was founded 30-something years ago, so we've probably built over, it'd be easy to say, 1,000 fully custom simulations with our client CEOs and executive teams globally in that amount of time. I'll give you an example.
That'd be great.
From a fast growth fast growth software company, one of the first SaaS companies on the planet. We were working with their CFO 8 or 9 years ago, and their challenge was that they were hiring leaders from the industry, but these leaders were coming in with muscle memory that was old. It was a traditional software model versus SaaS. It was leadership habits that worked maybe at one company, but not specifically at theirs, given their unique culture. And their challenge was, how do we quickly and efficiently ramp up the education and align our leaders around our unique business model and our unique culture and therefore leadership expectations, what makes a great leader at this fast growth tech company. It happened to also be during a time of a pivot. So they had been really successful, like many tech companies, with one core service, and now they were going to a suite. They were evolving from SMB to enterprise, and they were also going from local to global. And the first thing that we did with them was work with their C-suite to create an experience. And the simulation experience. And if you could imagine, we had maybe their top 50 leaders for a few days. We organized them into teams. And their mission was to take over this company. And it was the company's exact market presence, financial statements, cultural nuances, business model evolution, beliefs about how the market was going to shift. Take over the company in the CEO's view and practice running it for 3 years into the future.
So you got everyone in teams, and you didn't say, hypothetically, we're going to teach you this. We're not going to impose these management philosophies. You said, you own the company. You're running it in the team. Come up with what works, what your plan is.
Correct. I actually think the hypothetical stuff, especially during a transformation or a pivot in strategy, is actually a waste of time. There's probably a few nuggets you can learn, but
I think it's worse than a waste of time. A lot of time it confuses people.
Agreed.
It gets them focused on the language instead of on the core concept.
That's exactly right.
So keep going into what happens then.
So, I mean, I also will say I think it's a measure of respect to allow people to practice a desired future state and to actually see what it is and to wrap their heads around, oh, this is why we're going from SMB to enterprise, or this is why we have to keep performing in our core business model, but launch some new services and a new business model at the same time. And, oh, now I see how hard it is and the inherent tensions of what we're trying to do. And most of the time, that thinking, those ahas, are kept at the CEO and C-suite level because they've been debating the strategy and looking at the market shifts together for maybe 6 or 9 months.
But senior management, middle management, has never focused on this. And now they start thinking like a CEO. But you're not imposing to them to think like a CEO. You're opening up the opportunity
for
them. That's what's so cool about
this. They persuade themselves that it's the right direction for the firm, for your customers, for themselves, and for their team. And when somebody persuades themselves that it's the right thing, they usually move into action right away as opposed to resisting.
And so then how do you know how the teams did?
Well, because it's been co-created with our client's executive team and the CFO and so forth, they create their own market dynamics. So it's not this fictitious, gamey black box. It's simply the teams create their own market dynamics, and depending on what they bring to market, how fast they evolve the business, they see it play out in terms of market share, revenue growth, churn in this case.
And so you'll actually have all of the data based on that. So you could say, this team did this, this team did this, and it's like a competition,
yes,
right?
Yes.
They're veering up, wanting
to
win?
They're having a blast.
They're
having a total blast. And every conversation, debate they're having is real.
And then you throw them some curves too, right?
Yes, we have a lot of fun with all the unexpected events that have happened in the past. Either they want to democratize the wisdom and learning around, or they're the potential acquisition opportunities, the potential market threats. It's an advancement in technology that we haven't seen before, and we build that into the experience depending on what it is we need these people to understand.
And then the cool thing is, I'm imagining, I haven't experienced it, but I love this concept. So then you'll actually work with them and the team leaves and they're like, well, this team won, but what happens after you leave then? And you've 1 minute left before break.
I mean, the whole point of this is to help our clients turn strategy into action. It's to help each leader and each person increase their understanding of certain concepts so that they either shift how they make decisions, shift their prioritization, change the tone and tech context with which they can align their teams.
And what was the end result with this technology company after going through this whole process?
Oh, there's so many different ways of measuring it. One is every leader has specific actions and go-dos that they were driving unique to their teams. Two, their relationships have been strengthened, and most clients right now are having to act in cross-functional and cross-BU ways in order to better serve and delight the customer. New initiatives have been launched based on the ideas that came up during the working sessions and the meeting. You typically see higher retention of the leaders who go through this experience because they feel so engaged and a part of the future direction of the firm, and they finally understand it.
Cut you off because we're going on to break. When we come back, we're going to learn about leadership philosophy and how you learn from a prison warden. Amazing. And then you're going to hear about the concept of discomfort in business and why it works. Back in a few.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Jessica Parisi, who is the president of president and CEO of BTS USA, and we're learning about this amazing simulation model. So I want to throw, I thought that was a fantastic example. Let's take another industry, like give a quick one, like financial services, say, for example.
Sure. I can think about a couple of our large financial services clients.
And I know you work with like 60 of the Fortune 100.
Yes.
Fortune 100 companies. Go ahead.
Yeah. One particular client is looking to kind of be the fastest and largest company to really have a full digital transformation. But what that really means for them is this whole concept of relentless consumer is very real to all of us because it's who we are every day. The minute we get delighted by the next Uber functionality or Amazon app, we just expect that from every other service that we're indulging in. And so this particular financial services company is simply trying to stay on top of and delight their customers. In order to do that, they had a lot of success with their agile transformation in the IT function, and now the rest of the business leaders need to follow suit. So how do you apply the agile principles, which at the end of the day are simply about a wildly empowered frontline who is free to be as creative and helpful to the customer as possible, to bring insights back into the firm which can shift the digital priorities based on the customers.
So did you put all of them together?
No, it's broader.
Okay.
So if you're going to transform to more agile or completely shift the way the company operates to be more competitive to the end customer, I mean, it's not as simple as just a simulation experience or one experience. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of lining up the culture elements and the strategy elements together. And so as this particular client, I'd call us with their change and transformation partner, owning leader readiness and leaders as the change executors over the course of their transformation. In this particular case, it includes everything from working with the executive team in terms of how they need to show up differently for each other and for their company, given now how they have to work more as one company, but then also providing the ongoing advising, coaching, and tools for actually new habit formation to take place, and being just as rigorous on the easy-to-shift daily structures and processes that reinforce the new way of working.
So that's so you're saying the strategy is nothing. It's all about here the execution and the implementation.
Well, one of my favorite quotes of all time is from my good friend Herb Kelleher, who just passed away in early January. I mean, a true legend in every sense of the word. And I love when he said, strategy, I'll tell you what strategy is. It's doing things.
There you go. But you are one who believes in discomfort.
Big time.
I mean, in fairness, Herb Kelleher, as you know, was my idol also. My first CEO interview ever.
Wow.
Before, 10 years before I started the show or anything. So you believe in discomfort. And so you will get clients to feel discomfort.
Yes.
And you'll get your employees to feel discomfort. And I'm betting the CEOs of the clients love it because they're used to gray area. The executives hate it at first. But after their self-awareness or transformation, they're like, wow, I'm better.
Yes.
Talk about this whole discomfort kind of thing.
I'm so happy to, because it's one of those things I've learned about myself recently, but yet it's been with me my whole career, and I've done the same thing inside of BTS. And to your point, we're almost the discomfort catalyst inside of our clients. I learned from a good friend of mine, Liz Wiseman. She was the author of the book Multipliers, and then her second book was Rookie Smarts. And when I was talking with her, one of her insights from the Rookie Smarts book was when you're uncomfortable, when a person is a rookie again, meaning trying a new role that you don't think you know anything about, or taking on a problem that you've never solved before, and having a different conversation with a customer that you probably think it might fail, a couple of things happen. One is the adrenaline gets released, because we all have pride and we want to do well, and it's just a natural reaction. Two, you tend to be really humble. So if you're mid-career and you've had a lot of success, being in this new situation makes you think, I don't know what I'm doing, and you're really humble. Three, you tend to reach out to the best people in your network for advice. And when you combine the adrenaline with the humility and advice from the best, what I have found is 90-95% of the time, I end up doing the best work of my life. But what comes out of it is this free thinking, this desire to win and to do well and to figure it out, and you grow tremendously from that. And I think as a leader, you need to go first. And when you go first and you're a rookie, and then you're successful, and in worst cases, you learn a lot, but most of the time you're successful, then in your nature, you become a true leader. And people want to follow you. They want to learn from you. They want to, you know, do the same thing.
So the idea is to just get people out of that comfort zone to help them. But how do you make sure they don't completely fail? And or do you let them fail so they learn from
it? I mean, you know, this goes to, I think, the new modern business model and way leaders need to think about how they lead moving forward. In a way, I could say the days of an annual strategic plan and once a year allocating capital and once a year shifting to be more competitive in the market are over. And so once you get your head wrapped around that, then your job becomes, how do I create an environment where the roadmap, the product roadmap, and in essence, the strategy is getting updated and formulated by my team. In fact, the people closest to the end customer are the ones who know the most what they want and how to delight them. And if you wrap your head around that, then your strategy process becomes dynamic. It becomes more like a list of 150 things that we need to do. And as you're learning more from the front lines, number 40 can jump to number 3, number 2 can jump to number 30. And how do you create the environment to have that flexibility? And then in its nature, it's smaller decisions and smaller bets.
So a few sentences, and then I'm going to ask you about the prison lesson you learned. What advice do you have to CEOs in today's world?
Probably many of us naturally are better at being uncomfortable, and we have this gift of being able to see the broadest perspective in our firms. But I think our other role is to create the environment where our people also feel uncomfortable, and then get the wins from that and build the confidence from it. And get enough people doing it where they start to feel they're alive again, they're at the edge of their careers, they're doing the best work of their lives, and that drives ownership and momentum.
What is your website if someone wants to go to it?
BTS.com.
There you go. That's easy. You've 1 minute left. Tell me what you learned from a prison warden.
So that was my father, or is my father, Eric Skahn. He grew up, his career was spent in the prisons. When I was born, he was a prison guard and worked his way up to the warden, and then was a warden of minimum maximum security, and then ran the prison system in Minnesota for a while. And obviously, you don't really take your daughter to work when your dad's a prison warden. But I did have a chance to go in college on a group tour, and there was a lot of things I took away. But the one thing that really stood out with me is how much kindness he exuded to the inmates, how much respect he had for them and that they felt. His interactions with them were warm. I mean, warm but clear, you know, with, you know, clear principles, how much he knew about them. And to me, it's quite simple. It's when you have that much power, it was a beautiful example of bringing grace to a position of power.
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO Show, Jessica.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.